This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainians in the provinces of Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk are voting on referendums asking if they want their areas to become part of Russia. Voting began on Friday. It continues through Tuesday. Ukrainian officials said people were banned from leaving some occupied areas until the vote was over. Armed groups were going to homes to force people to cast ballots, and employees were told they could be fired if they did not participate. Western nations and Ukrainian officials have labeled the voting a sham, saying it's illegal under international law because the vote is not being conducted by the Ukrainian government. The referendums were quickly reorganized after Ukraine earlier this month recaptured large swaths of the northeast in a counteroffensive. By incorporating the four areas, Moscow could portray attacks to retake them as an attack on Russia itself. Ukraine says it will never accept Russian control of any of its territory. The fight to end the pandemic of COVID-19 took place on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Any mention of COVID by world leaders typically came at the tail end of a long list of grievances. But on the sidelines of the annual meeting, the pandemic was still very much part of the conversation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gathered world leaders to discuss equitable access to COVID vaccines, tests, and treatments.
It's time to build political momentum to finish the job on COVID-19.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted the encouraging signs mask a deep disparity between wealthy and poor countries.
No.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard Saturday attacked a Kurdish militant group's base located in the north of neighboring Iraq, according to state media. IRNA state media said the Guard's ground forces fired artillery from positions within Iran's West Azerbaijan province, attacking what it described as a terrorist group based across the border in Iraq. IRNA also said some members of a separatist group were arrested by intelligence forces without giving details. The semi-official Tasnim news agency, believed to be close to Iran's military, quoted the Guard's statement as saying the operation will continue in order to ensure border security. The report said the army's attacks were in response to the support of the separatist group for the recent unrest in the country, as well as their attempt to import weapons into Iran. A 48-hour strike by air traffic controllers in West and Central Africa has been suspended, according to their union on Saturday. The strike, which started Friday, has disrupted flights across the region and left hundreds of passengers stranded at airports on Saturday. Hundreds of passengers were stranded at Douala International Airport in Cameroon Saturday morning. This, according to national television CRTV. National carrier Camair Co. said Friday it had canceled all its flights due to the strike. Across the region, airport operations ground to a near halt as authorities tried to keep control towers operational for some flights. The union said more than 700 air traffic controllers had joined in the strike to demand better working conditions and pay. Pope Francis has visited Assisi, the birthplace of his namesake saint, to deliver an appeal aimed at young people in hopes that they can help save the earth and make the world's economy more attentive to the poor. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
During his brief visit to the hill town in central Italy, Francis called for courage in abandoning fossil fuels. He said he was pinning much hope on the young because older generations didn't know how to protect the planet and to secure peace. He addressed a gathering of some 1,000 young people, some of them young economists, and others who are involved in efforts, including startups, focused on helping the environment. The participants came from all over the world. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Italians are bracing for seismic change on the eve of an election forecast to hand Italy the most right-wing government since World War II. The political emergence of a far-right government in Italy has put the European Union on alert for disruptions ahead amid fears that unity over the war in Ukraine could be jeopardized. You can find more on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.